Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
This is Vertical Live Radio, and you're listening to the host, Celeste Duckworth. And today, we are launching our fashion culture section on Vertical Life Magazine online and Vertical Life on Facebook. So you're going to get an opportunity to meet some of the fashion stylists and designers and people that work in empowering others through fashion. Today, we have Kathy Blaze Jefferson of Phoenix, Arizona, and Christopher King of Tampa, Florida. So we have Kathy, and we're going to be asking her some questions now. Kathy is the CEO of Blazing Curves and the co-founder of Fab Weekend Events. She has been empowering and inspiring women and men to change how they see beauty by loving how they look in the now. So she has also provided a full-figured platform for full-figured fashionistas to showcase their talent on the runway and print while building their confidence to move forward to achieve other goals. And we're going to be speaking to her today about not only about her thoughts about just past Fashion Week, but also on some trends in Arizona and how fashion is changing the lives of individuals. So, Kathy, welcome to our program today, and I'm excited about having you on here because one reason is because Arizona is such a different climate when it comes to fashion because we pretty much don't have a winter. So definitely I'd like to hear some of your thoughts on, you know, on some of the trends that are happening in Arizona versus what's happening in the country. So, To start out, did you pay attention to anything in Fashion Week, that the past Fashion Week in New York? Was there anything that caught your eye? Was there anything that you'd like to see become more of a trend?
Well, I can say that with fashion, it just goes around. I mean, what you will see and what I did like is the vibrant colors.
Okay.
And with in living in Arizona, I mean, you pretty much can wear anything.
Okay, I mean,
we don't have all the seasons that the cold weather, so we're pretty much, we can wear our same clothes year round. So I was really impressed with all the colors, the beautiful colors.
Oh, okay, great. And what about the texture of material, or what about the types of material? Now, I like linen. I think linen is a great kind of a, you know, warm weather fabric, but at the same time, it's, you know, if you're for professional work, you can do professional or you can do for some fun things. What do you think is going to be the most popular type of material in Arizona this coming summer?
I think lemon is always popular in Arizona. It's nice, it's thin, it's cool, and you can wear it. You wear it to work, you wear it to play, and out at night. Just throw a jacket on and you're ready to go. I think mm-hmm. that would always be a popular style to wear.
Okay. Now, how relevant do you think fashion is today? Because I know that you work with empowering men and women, and what do you use fashion to empower them. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes, I can. I can give an example. I always use this one model that I've been working with. And when
okay.
I started working with her, she would not show her arms or she would not wear anything above her knees.
Okay.
After working with this lady, say for about 6 months or so, I was breaking down barriers with her. She started to show her arms. She started to feel good. You can just see the smile on her face. I mean, her family and friends were seeing a different person in her. She started to throw more color in her wardrobe. It's more than the external. It's the internal, how they feel about themselves. She was starting to see a new person in herself because others were seeing it also.
Okay. All right. Well, what about, what are your thoughts on how important do you think fashion is to you to empower? I mean, now I know that fashion can be very intimidating to some people, but then I think part of that intimidation is because maybe people need to learn how to style themselves or know more about themselves when it comes to fashion. So can you tell me a little bit about that, or how did you, for yourself, what propelled you to really enjoy and really, use fashion to empower people?
Again, like what I teach is it's all about loving yourself. And I feel that with fashion, it's how we express ourselves. And we have so many people telling us what we should and shouldn't wear. But if we're taking away our freedom of expression, I mean, what's the purpose of it?
Right.
So if you're able to be free to express yourself, you're going to feel good about yourself. So fashion mm-hmm. is very important when it comes to freedom of expression.
Mm-hmm.
It may not look good on you, but it may look great on me.
Right, right. And you
right.
work with now, Kathy, you're a plus size model.
That is correct.
And you work with mostly plus size models, or you work with a little bit of everything?
I work with a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
By working with a plus size model, it's garnering the attention of your everyday women. It may be someone's mother, sister, friends, because they see what we're doing, they're going, oh, I didn't know I could wear that. Or, she's showing her arms and she looks so beautiful and so confident. It's garnering the attention of these women that may not even think about doing some of the things that plus-size women in the industry is doing. I mean, I always feel like if you feel good and love yourself, you're going to get out there and show the world that I feel good and I love myself. And if
okay.
when we're talking about other issues, which is very highly publicized, is health, if you feel good and love yourself, you're going to get out there and you're going to move around.
Right.
You're not going to be stuck in the house. You're going to get out there, you're going to walk, you're going to take care of yourself, you're going to feel good about yourself. So I feel fashion
okay.
is a very big part of that.
Okay, okay. Well, how do you feel about the, now that we're seeing more plus models in more mainstream fashion, we even see a plus size model on Sports Illustrated this year. Do you think that now people are getting more receptive to just accept people as they are in fashion?
I still, that was a breaking point, but it's still going to take time because it's still, there's still so many issues with that. it's still going to take time with that. And we're breaking down barriers. I mean, that's a very good start.
What are some of the issues you think we still need to break through in fashion?
We still need to break down the point that we're looking at an individual, we're judging them by their size and judging it by their health. We're assuming that because they're overweight or they're a certain size, they're unhealthy, or because I'm a size 14, or if I'm a size 14, I don't look as good as a size 4 does in this outfit. I mean,
okay.
Those are some of the things we need to get away from.
All right, okay. So now, tell me a little bit what Fab Weekend event is about, Kathy.
Fab Weekend event is a company that gives artists a platform to showcase their talent, whether it's fashion designers, hairstylists, makeup artists, models, performers. It gives them a platform for a mass to see their work. Some of them may be indie artists that have never had the opportunity to showcase their work out there. And we have some very talented people out here that's not getting their work seen. So Fab Weekend gives them that opportunity to get their work shown.
Nice. Okay, nice. I'm looking forward to being able to attend one of your Fab Weekend events. I would really love to see that. So what do you feel are some of Arizona's up-and-coming, what's up-and-coming in Arizona's fashion community?
Well, in Arizona, I've seen quite a few new designers coming up, and that's due to the platforms that's being afforded to them in Arizona. Before, there was pretty much the Fashion Week. Now we have Fab Weekend events, which is an annual event. We have Blazing Curves that gives a fashion event for the plus-size community. We have fashion for a cause, fashion against bullying. We're having other events that's giving all these artists a place to showcase their talent, but we're starting to see more artists come out in Arizona, a lot that we weren't seeing before.
Okay, that's fantastic. I love that. Well, Kathy, it's been great having you on, and I just want everyone to know Kathy is going to be with me and hearing more about the people that Kathy works with. We're going to be putting it in our fashion culture section of the magazine because we want you to know how fashion is changing, not only the culture of how we think about fashion, but also about how it's changing individual lives. So Kathy will be sending us some stories, and I hope that you're paying attention. Kathy, can you tell me what you think is hot in fashion right now?
I'm loving the colors. I mean, we have some very rich colors. I love a lot of the African-style prints that we're seeing more of now.
Nice.
I love the print and the colors.
What do you think is going out? And I say that because I remember, my fiance was in 23 years of fashion, and we were joking, and when I told him, I said, don't tell me anything about how I dress. And he said, okay. And we were joking because I had this favorite blouse I used to always wear. And he told my daughter, they were talking about fashion. He goes, yeah, that type of print, it's really out. And I'm like, okay, you just let me go out wearing this shirt all the time. And then we just start laughing. He says, well, you told me never to tell you anything about fashion. but I want you to tell me what you think is going out in fashion.
Well, you know what? I believe that the normal go-to blacks will always be here, but I just feel that with being a plus-size model, we're trying to get away from that's usually the go-to thing, just put on all black because it makes me look slimmer. But we're starting to see more prints and more colors that the full-figured women are starting to wear. And as far as something going out of style, I don't think some styles actually ever go out of style because you put a jacket on it, a different accessory, it's going to still look hot.
Okay, okay. So give our, tell our viewers and our listeners, Kathy, how they can either get in touch with you and how they can find your website or your pages, your your business and for what you do.
You can locate us at www.fabweekendevents.com. I'm sorry, fabweekend.com, or www.blazingcurves.com, or you can find Fab Weekend Events on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn, and also Blazing Curves on those social media sites as well.
Okay, great. And before you go, Kathy, give our listeners maybe one fashion tip that they can add to their style that can actually, you know, kind of make it look a little bling or kind of dress it up a little bit. Just one, what do you think would be the one thing to kind of help dress up something that you have?
You know what? All things have one good statement piece. I mean, no matter what you're wearing, if you have a great statement piece, it would always, it just makes the outfit look so great.
Okay, fantastic. This has been Vertical Live Radio, and we've had Kathy Blaze Jefferson online today, and you're going to hear more about her in the fashion culture section of Vertical Life magazine. And again, Kathy, thank you for joining us today and talking to us about fashion, especially in Arizona. I look forward to having you on the program again as we go along in our fashion culture, looking for trends and helping individuals change their lives through fashion. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, bye-bye. And goodbye, everybody, and we hope to see you next week. Thank you.